So then Christy and I, you know, I think it's interesting because Bruce Springsteen has a sort of a more complex identity mm-hmm. than a lot of other artists, partially owing to the fact that he's been around for so long.
Right.
So you have all these different layers of him as sort of the everyman hero, him as the sort of the chronicler of sort of deindustrializing America, him as the chronicler of the sort of late baby boomers, I guess. Mm-hmm. So they would be he as an advocate for a very particular brand of American progressivism.
Right.
And then he as a representative of a very specific geographical place, which is New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that you know, for Chris Christie, it's easy for him to sort of glom onto this whole New Jersey thing and, like,
right.
the idea of, like, you know, the late baby boom and freedom and autonomy and all that sort of stuff without understanding the kind of class dynamics that are right. built into that music.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why you have these songs about, in Springsteen's case, predominantly men who are finding themselves on the outskirts of economic growth and progress and all that,
mm-hmm.
partially due to, you know, the deindustrialization of the Northeast Corridor.
Right.
Right. And I think that subtlety is sort of missed, but at the same time, it's easy to miss. I mean, what makes Bruce Springsteen's music great is that it works on a lot of different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you could, you know, throw on some Springsteen for a road trip and it works just as well
right.
as putting Springsteen on in a modern history class and talking mm-hmm. about sort of the discontent of sort of deindustrializing America.
Right.
And I think that's one of the hazards of really great music
mm-hmm.
is that it's sort of like, I mean, if you want to really go back a bit, you know, Nazi era propaganda using Mozart and Beethoven and all that sort of stuff that spoke to a very Enlightenment era sort of intellectual thing, and then the will to power and the creativity and all that sort of stuff, which is great,
mm-hmm.
but also speaks to, you know, the will to power can also be fascistic and violent and
right.
all that sort of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we look with Springsteen's music, with, you know, Heart, with Rage Against the Machine, with Tom Petty, with R.E.M., it is music that works on many levels.
Yeah.
And that is, it's a practical hazard.
Mm-hmm.